I had no idea. I had no idea. And I mean, you've kept this secret very close.
Oh.
Close. You know, you're holding your cards very close.
Well, but that's not the only thing I'm holding very close.
Uh-huh. Oh, would that be some fat? oh. Maybe it's Brian in Boston. Oh, unsubscribed. Mm. You know, because he usually rides on the Pants Off Express, but you know. This, you know, it's not, no. By the way,
yes.
you look fetching.
Thank you. You're a little hot today.
Am I a little hot?
You are. Okay,
well, you can correct it.
Okay, that's the first thing I'll do when we're
Why don't you
recording.
Fix that in post?
Oh yeah, I am excellent at that. Yeah. So okay, is there a skit? Should we just start?
By the way, yeah, I'm telling you, you uh-huh. look fetching, fetching.
Look, what is it? The red wine? Look,
no, it's the kimono. I had no idea that you were going to be participating in the closing ceremonies of the Japan Olympics. Well, that's what the crowd will sound like.
Ah, so what you're saying is I'm too fat to participate in the Olympics?
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's plenty of room in the stands for you. It's just, you know, you'll have your pick of seats. Although, I have a feeling that you may end up going up to the cauldron and putting the flame out as only Larry H. Vader can do. In fact, show us. That's it.
Oh, you're still you really hot. Fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Tell you about that. No.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
guys?
You big fat thing, you.
Fat and in a kimono. Yeah, just out of curiosity, mm-hmm. can you stand up from the lotus position while you're sitting there at that teppanyaki
buffet
grill where they just that they just shovel it in your mouth? They don't even use the utensils; they just use a shovel.
Right. It looks like a spatula there on the table, but really that's just my shovel. So.
Yeah, that's a show.
Yeah. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to a show that I suspect is going to be more ruined than normal. It's a Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 9th of August, 2021, in the holy year, the blessed year, the it's going to rain every day for the rest of our lives year. I am your host, the one, the fat, the ruined, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's move.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Okay. It moved for a good reason. I'll tell you why later.
It's going well.
It's great. We take 2 weeks off. That's V-A-D-E-R. Couldn't be bothered to participate in Pride 48, Noah. Oh, I'm Mr. Larry H. Vader. Okay. And with me is the interrupting one himself.
Yes.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Y'all. So if you didn't put two and two together, we pre-recorded last week's little show when we were filling
in. We did?
Yeah, when we were filling in for the denims, that's... Yeah, the crickets got a week off. Well, the crickets got a year off. Do they even record anymore? I don't even know. But
on Pride 48.
Right, well, not this year. So the crickets got a year off. But so we've got to use them some so that they can meet their contract minimums. But yeah, so we're here, we're live, we're coming to you from the...
I'm clearing the throat.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Y'all, I've got the snot.
Well, I've got the bubonic epizoodoo, apparently.
Bubonic epizoodoo?
Also a little bit of that.
Before we go any further, will you play the health bumper?
The health bumper.
Okay.
Well, how about we just turn something into the health bumper here?
Okay.
Let's do this one, because this is kind of healthy. It's okay. The health bumper. We don't have a health bumper, but if we did...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but if we did, I feel like that would kind of be it. Y'all, I've been... work's been stressful, but also I haven't been sleeping well because, as we alluded to, I think the bumper we really, really need to play, if it weren't turned all the way down, there it goes, is this one.
Oh! Breaking news.
Y'all, the weather here. And how is the rat doing? Because this weather has been... insanity, y'all. They can't get it right. First of all, they just can't get it right, and they're like, it's gonna be sunny, and it, y'all, Saturday that we had the red rain, and it wasn't for very long, but
no.
it must have rained an inch in 20 minutes it was sideways pounding into the house, power flickering rain. Was supposed to be sunny.
Yeah, my power flickered too.
I was laying in bed. It was middle of the afternoon, so I was laying in bed like certain other people.
Like a fat person does.
I was actually working some because the coal line has been...
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Just before we went on, you told me some breaking news.
Breaking news. We told the head coal miner that we quit. We gave him the ultimatum to fix things or to get rid of the problem, or we were walking out the door because, quite honestly, we're not living that life.
And that's the plural we, meaning you, yourself, and I.
Yes, right? The royal we. Because, y'all, it's too much. It's too much. And one of my coworkers described it as death by 1,000 paper cuts. Now, ironically, that coworker is the problem, but it's been really terrible.
And she has zero paper cuts, right?
Oh, right. Amazingly, well, you can't get them if you don't come to work. But
right.
Anyway, so we've been getting dumped on a little bit and a lot of expectations, and so we just said, you know what, like, not doing it. And what I was working on yesterday was something completely different. It's something that I started and haven't been able to finish because of terrible, but anyway, no one cares about that. So it's been shitty at the coal mine. And so, but last week they were like, y'all, it's going to rain 1700 million inches.
They did.
They said that. And I saw it. And I was like, that is going to be a terrible week. Well, breaking news, it didn't. Now, no, it rained.
But it rained.
It rained.
It was those popcorn showers.
Yes. Every day, four or five times a day. But, like, right. I've never seen, if you watch the radar, like, on the dark sky, which I know both Big Fatty and I use, you know, you see a system form, and you think it's moving in whatever direction it's pointed.
And all of a sudden, the dark sky says, you either get in the villa or you're going to melt.
Right. You are going to die.
And you have about 10 minutes.
Right. And it is, and then it warps and moves. Because usually here, the weather systems move just off the coast at an angle. You know,
right.
Usually northeast. Y'all, I don't know what this weather is doing, but it is the most mind-boggling weather I've ever seen.
It's moving all directions.
Right. And then just stops for 2 hours.
And
like,
the thing is, the thing is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, this is typical weather in Charleston, you know, as they used to say, same old, high near 90 and with a 30% chance of rain.
Right.
And that's pretty much it. And you can see the clouds rolling in the afternoons, and they just pop up, and they drop a lot of rain in a very short time. The heat comes up off the ground, and it becomes a sauna.
My windows, and we all know I need new windows, and so they've done pretty good with the leaking, but a little bit yesterday.
How about your Depends?
No, those, not so good.
Okay.
Yesterday, during the intense sideways rain that honestly scared me, it was so intense. They did leak a little bit, but again, that was the first time in quite a while. But y'all, like, it is just, my windows are, they're dripping outside, not inside, luckily, with condensation. It's so humid here. And I have to roll the trash around on Monday night. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have to wear my muck boots. Like, I might have to wear my muck boots because I can't, I could not wear a regular shoe in the backyard. It is, no one cares, but it is miserable here. And usually, and you know, this happens. This, like Big Fatty says, this absolutely happens, but it has been happening. It won't stop happening is the problem. It
well,
has been,
you know.
But it's not been that hot. Honestly, it's been.
Well, it's, yeah, it's, it has been hotter. It's still hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But like the air conditioner can cool the car down on a standard.
Right. And if the wind's not blowing, it's miserable out.
Oh well. Yeah. I would agree. My windows fog up. So yeah. So anyway. Well, Big Fatty, I just wanted to reflect for a minute before we get too far into this, and we really have a lot today, even though we don't have any voicemails.
Oh, really?
I know you're shocked, as shocked as me. I wanted to say what a great Pride 48 weekend it was. Admittedly, I didn't listen to a lot of new shows, but it was great to hear some familiar voices and some
can,
that
you
I
name
hear
one.
Familiar voices, sure. John Ong and DeBell. I caught a tiny little bit of that. That is usually my favorite show of the weekend. But
did you order the portable shows?
No, I did not. But I did save that in my wish list.
He has an affiliate link for that. You know?
I know. It was good to hear who we are now calling Auntie Scott.
Who?
Vera. A little, you know, the other old person of Pride 48. Other fat. Well, no, not, there are a lot of fat.
Well, there's only one that's still podcasting.
Right. Right. But it was good to hear the end of that, and you've shot yourself. That sounded like you really need to run to the toilet.
I didn't. It was just shat noises.
Yeah, and so I listened to, and you know, I did miss Miss Nessa. Now I'm just going to tell you.
She had a great show. It was just wonderful. You really did miss it.
I missed it because she wasn't on Pride 48. She didn't do the weekend. Oh. Yeah. Wish she had, but I know she's very
never mind.
Yeah, like I, you know, but I was joking, and I don't think anyone found it as funny as me. Y'all, it was a lot of Daniel Brewer.
Oh,
it was a lot. Every time I turned around, and we were on the Arthur Ganagbang.
Right.
We were on
Arthur Ganagbang.
The Arthur Ganagbang. And that was fun until we had to do another show. Because the Denims were very ill. I hope they're better. I haven't heard.
I never got
I haven't gotten my thank you card from them yet.
No. Mm-mm. So, anyway.
And it's good church fear and ladies.
They send that to Vader Family Compound.
Yep, P.O. Box 561.
South Kakalevi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walnut Hills,
91367. Yeah. So, but I do have some, it is the show of breaking news.
Oh.
Y'all, the reason we pre-recorded the show and it went as well as it did is because Vader said, I said, I'm not going to be here next weekend, which was last weekend, went to the Tejas, well, it's a long story, but I eventually went to the Dallas Tejas via Houston, which is where I was supposed to be.
Did you get some of that delicious-looking cake that Joe and Dallas made?
No, I didn't get any of Joe and Dallas's cake, but... y'all, I was out there. I think I mentioned on a little show that I've been looking at some property here and there. And so I went out to do that. But y'all, now Big Fatty, you're going to appreciate this. If you've ever flown into Charleston.
I have.
You know that our airport it's fairly small, but it's very nice now. It's a very nice airport. It's very modern, very clean.
And I believe you mean Aerial Puerto, which is Mexican for Aerial Puerto.
That's true, but in this case, it was more of the Aereo. And so, y'all, I flew out. Now, this was to be a overnight trip.
Okay.
But I went looking for a carry-on bag. I broke the wheel off of my carry-on. So I went looking for a carry-on bag on Friday. Y'all, there's a luggage shortage.
Oh, my God.
So I had to check a bag because I didn't have anything I could carry on. I got to the airport. My flight was at 7:30 Saturday morning.
8 a.m. in the morning.
A.m. in the morning. Y'all, I got to the airport at 6. And I, like, for me, that's way earlier than is, sorry, Dark Skies messaging.
Oh,
that
right.
That is way earlier.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Than you need to be.
Right.
The security line, when I walked into the terminal, I almost ran into because it was backed up to the doors.
Oh.
There must have been 500 people in line, most of them toddlers.
Ugh.
At 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, y'all, I went into Vader panic mode, and I went up to the United desk. I was flying United because of going to Texas. You know, Houston is a hub.
Friendly skies. Friendly skies of your
I went up and threw my bag at them because, you know, I used the Premier access lane. And I went up, and I threw my bag at them, and I said, I think that I would just like to go home. And they said, why is that, Mr. Vader? And I said, because my flight is at 7:30, which means it'll start boarding in about, at this point, 35 minutes, you know. I said, there's no way I'm making it. And she said, you have to try. And I said,
now, wait a minute. As a Premier member, you don't get the complimentary TSA pre-check?
No, it's $85 for 5 years of pre-check. I've already done that. I did that after I got home because of all of this.
Oh, okay.
Because I would have been all of this would have been a non-issue if I'd had pre-check, but I did not have pre-check. So
you're a trusted traveler.
Not yet. I'm waiting on the result, but hopefully I will be when I travel fly again in the next couple of weeks. But is it sideways raining? I think it is. I said I am Miss Hordy, and in these days of COVID, I said I'm not going to make it on this flight. Like, I'm sorry to be that person, but there's just no way. Like, there's no way that this line is going to be less than an hour long. And she was like, you have to try or we can't give you your money back. And I was like, so my bag has to get on the plane that I'm not going to make it on. And anyway, it was this big, long ordeal that was not is more 45 seconds because, like, time was of the essence. So
right.
Eventually, they convinced me to just get in line. And I cursed them that entire 500 people line. But y'all, I moved through the line. And it 40 minutes into the line, I can't even see the security yet.
Are you clenching? Are you prairie dogging?
No, because
are you crowning?
I was angry that I wasn't back in my bed at that point because I just assumed if I could have just walked away and gotten back in bed. Anyway, kept going, and all of a sudden I hear my name.
Mr. Vader?
Not just mine, but about 20 names. So y'all, they pulled us out of the line and took us through the metal detector, not the body scanner.
Oh.
And so they took us through the metal detector with our shoes
on. Now, did your hip set it off?
It was my hip and my heart because it's, you know, just cold and metal.
And your grill, right?
Yeah, basically. Okay. So went through the metal detector, no issues. And they said, you better run. I was like, again,
do you see me? I'm a fat person.
The flight leaves in 10 minutes, which I mean, and it was in B terminal, which is the furthest away from security.
That's
and
what, 45 seconds away?
Probably a minute and 45 seconds. But, you know, putting my stuff back in my bag, my electronics and everything. And I was like, whatever, putting my belt back on. And so, anyway, long story short, I walked over there. I mean, and I walked. No, it wasn't delayed. I've been watching. And I walked at a speedy pace, but I was not going to run. I mean, I may have trotted a few times.
I mean, a fat person doesn't need to be gasping for air in these COVID times.
Yeah. So I
said, it's the big run.
Yeah, I said, I believe I said, here comes Ms. Hordy. And this is a very long story, and I should have done I have a lot to say about this, but
You still can.
Yeah, the short story is, walked up, the door was already closed, and then I was just like, now I'm at their mercy, which, I mean, nothing was stopping me from just walking out and getting back in my car and going home
at this point, other
than losing money. They said, are you Mr. Vader? And I said, yes. And they said, and there were a whole bunch of other people there, too, that had walked up. And she said, go. And I said, what? And she opened the door and she said, you're it. And all these other people were waiting for the same thing. But because I was Premier Access, they opened the door and let me go and get back on the plane.
And, well, you know, that sounds like something old Crooked Hat would, you know, I'm a Premier Access.
Well, I don't think Premier Access does much, but it did all that. So anyway, y'all, I got on the plane and I went to sit down. It was completely full flight. And I was in Economy Plus because with Premier, you can choose that for no charge at check-in. Y'all, there was, of course, a man in the middle seat. This was a Airbus A320, I think, or 321, one of the two. And had the 3 and 3. And y'all, it was Vera in the middle seat next to me.
Oh, yes. Y'all, I got the testimonium. Could you please tell the old gal to quit whipping her ponytail into my face?
Y'all, he was furious because he was basic economy. The motherfucker should have shut the hell up because he got upgraded to Economy Plus, because with basic economy, you don't get to choose a seat. It's chosen for you. But because it was a completely full flight and most people flying out of Charleston don't have status, he got whatever. But because he was in the middle of the seat, he was like, can you move somewhere else? I was like, excuse
no.
me? One, you can promptly go and fuck yourself. And so he's like calling the flight attendant, making a scene. Y'all, they hauled him off the plane.
Did they really?
They hauled him off the plane.
Did it take two trips?
Basically, it was like the old gal. And this girl, the flight attendant, she was like, I'm sorry. He had been causing a problem before you got here, and we're done with that. So we were delayed.
Now, okay. did it involve security?
There was security, yes, that came. So they essentially, he was very compliant, like as far as they were like, sir, go away. And the air police or whoever showed up, TSA, I don't know, showed up.
The fire marshal.
Basically, and said, and then he saw them and he pushed me out of the way, got up and, you know, I was afraid he had stepped on my laptop, which was my biggest fear. It was all very suspicious. Like, who travels without any sort of personal item? Like, he had nothing. He didn't have a backpack. He didn't have anything. It was just him, and he had a pencil and a piece of paper, and I was like, you are the old gal, and you are crazy, and y'all.
Oh no, anyway. she would have a bag with snacks and
right. Well, also would have spilled a martini on me at that point, or vodka.
Right.
At 6 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning, so.
Well, that'd be our
7:30. But anyway, we were a few minutes late leaving. I had a giant layover because I had booked the cheap fare. Unfortunately, the whole plan was for me to do same-day standby onto the earlier flight. But because we delayed, I couldn't make it in time. So I cursed him all the way. So I had to sit for 3 hours in Houston. But anyway, made it to Dallas still at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a very lovely day. It was hot, y'all. It was so hot.
How hot was it?
109. Plus the heat index. So did what I went out there to do. I am not a property owner in Texas. But y'all went out and had some beverages. And y'all went out early. As the new skull said to me. Now you know why the Vader V-E-D-E-R moved. Had to move a little unplugged skull, acoustic skull, onto the board. She was like, you go out at sugar daddy hours. And I was like, look, I am old and I am not staying out until 2 o'clock in the goddamn morning. So y'all went out, had a lovely time. And,
was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
No. Not so great. Y'all, I left the bar. I went to Roundup Saloon. Gary in Albuquerque in Phoenix in Portland or wherever he is. He's not a fan of the Roundup. He likes the hamburgers. But
the hamburgers?
Well, next door at the Hippies or the Dippies or the Billies or whatever that place. Dippy. Whatever.
Yeah, the hippie dippies.
I don't remember. Bippity boppity burgers. I don't know. I haven't been in there. It looks like Steak and Shake to me. But anyway.
I love Steak and Shake.
I don't.
No, not Steak and Shake. I love, what's that one? Shake Shack.
Ah, well, that's very different.
Daniel Bieber took me there. Yeah. It was delicious.
Yeah. So y'all got up Sunday morning, checked out late from the motel, lifted back to the airport to fly home. My flight was canceled.
Actually, you don't take Uber or Lyft. You take Hoist, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now that they take American Express. And so,
well, right.
And so my Lyft, y'all, I spent, honest to God, I spent more in Lyfts than I did in hotels for two nights.
Oh.
That is how expensive Lyft is in Dallas. But I spent about $300 in Lyft. Anyway.
They must have been surging.
Right. Well, it's based on weight now. But anyway.
Oh!
All that to be said, ended up spending an extra night in Dallas, which was, it was raining. Y'all, it was raining sideways. And what I actually ended up having a blast that night because I went out to JR's, as in the same one in D.C.
How is Miss Ellie and Sue Ellen and John Ross?
They're good. So anyway, went out and did all that. But y'all, I was laughing. I was talking to my Uber or my Lyft driver on the way to the airport again Monday morning. Which eventually I did get home, though it was questionable on Monday. Y'all.
As
he's from Jacksonville, Florida, and he and I were laughing.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because while it was raining there, the humidity was still lower than it is here right now when it's just sunny and cloudy. It was actually 70% humidity in the rain, so which is mind-blowing to me. But, you know, it was a good trip. No inappropriate touching, no property buying, but there was a tiny, tiny little bit of this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
That was a very long story. I'm sorry about that. Okay, Big Fatty.
Well, yeah, I didn't get a chance to tell mine, but that's all right.
Okay, you bought a new computer. We all know. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
That was my story. Okay.
Yep.
By the way, you may have to come help me set it up when it comes in September.
Also not surprised.
All right.
Oh, also, I'm going not to Dallas.
I'm not real impressed with the selection this week.
Well,
they're all going to be way too easy.
Yeah, okay.
Gilligan Anderson.
She has gone on to glory. But no, I'm sorry, just her breasts. But you know, she's better known as Pamela Anderson. You know, from Baywatch,
yeah.
And you know, a porno too.
Mm-hmm. No, Gilligan Anderson is, she's alive and was on the X-Files.
I can't get them all. Okay.
all right. Wait a minute. Where's the... I'm looking at the wrong thing.
This show, why even bother? Y'all, just turn it off now.
Devine Brown.
Devine is dead. Frank DeCaro reported on that recently, that it was the anniversary of her death or something, or his death. Drag queen, Palm Springs, old timey.
Devine Brown is alive. her real name is Estelle Marie Thompson, and she was an American prostitute that was hired by Hugh Grant.
Keep going.
How about that?
I'm on a roll.
You are on a roll.
Sam Elliott. Dead. Very dead. Gunfighter in the Old West is how you would know.
Gunfighter in the Old West. Well, Sam Elliott is alive.
Oh.
And he is an actor. He was in A Star Is Born.
Thought that was Lady Gaga.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
All right, one more. Oh,
merciful.
Robert McCormick.
He's probably still with us. You would know him best from McCormick Spices.
I just bought
some of his garlic powder today.
Oh, dear Gussie, that we're good. Just shut it down. Okay, Robert McCormick is dead. He died in 1985. And he was an American newscaster for NBC, and he may, or his lineage, may have been responsible for a facility at the coal mine.
I was going to make a joke about that. Turns out, it was true, so, okay.
Right. Oh!
Y'all, I've got a big week coming up. Do you?
I do. I've got... I'm meeting Miss Kitty and Olive tomorrow, and then, of course, I've got Devon's East and lunch on Wednesday, and then
Off to the
Metropolis Entertainment Complex
for the weekend. It's hot dog down the hallway weekend.
Oh, well, I'm having a little procedure. I'm having some cosmetic surgery done all Wednesday.
Oh.
So I'll
that. Okay. Oh, and I turned 65 on Tuesday, but not as old as the old gal. She's ancient.
Who?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That voice, I thought it sounded familiar, but
it's like
haven't heard that
things.
Voice.
Yeah,
it just like comes and goes, and now it's gone.
Yeah, I feel like there's something from Amazon Prime or something that involves. I don't know.
Yeah, or the Waltons.